It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Hello. Good evening and welcome to the show. My name is Rob Carson. I am a broadcaster. I am a podcaster. I'm a nationally syndicated comedy writer. And I want to welcome you to the show tonight. We've had a couple little technical difficulties tonight, and I hope they're going to end soon. I sincerely apologize. We are trying something new tonight that I think is fairly revolutionary, and that is doing a live video audio podcast from two different Facebook pages. They're very awesome Facebook pages. One is the Deplorables, and the other one is Deplorables Radio. Okay, so we've had some issues tonight, and I sincerely apologize. I mean, I like to consider myself to be a professional broadcaster. Sometimes these things are out of my hands. But anyway, welcome to the show, and I hope, as long as we continue to broadcast live, to bring you the day's events. We're going to get into O.J. Simpson. He's going to be a free man. You watch any of that today? Dear God. Were you around in the 90s? You millennials, you don't remember this stuff, right? I was in my 20s in the 90s, and I tell you what, I mean, OJ, the OJ trial, the trial of the century, that was, I mean, consumed the country. Country divided. Remember how divided we were? It was divided along racial lines, let's be honest, right? The OJ trial divided us on racial lines. White people thought, duh, he's guilty. Black people, a few years after all of the things that happened in L.A. with the L.A. riots, Rodney King and all that, black people were convinced, no, this is just payback, man. No, this is payback for police brutality. Have we advanced as a country since then? I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, I know that many of you are very new to this. You've never seen me before. If you are a follower of the Deplorables, a great website created by someone, Lori, a friend who I just met, like her a lot. Also, oh, you have no sound? Shelby says you have no sound. Hold on, Shelby. That would be really weird. I have sound. Okay, Brian says you have sound. Maybe, Shelby, you have your volume turned down. Shelby's my niece. She kicks ass. Shelby's genius. She's a genius. I love her. Spectacular. Okay, good. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Like I said, I really apologize. I don't like to appear unprofessional. And we had a couple of bumps of fits and starts broadcasting on two Facebook pages for the very first time. This is new. I don't recall anybody else who has attempted to do a podcast on two Facebook sites before. Brian, thank you for the heads up. Appreciate it. If you have any issues with the feed, there's not much I can do about my looks. It's got to be this way. And the sound of my voice as well. Coming up, I do want to talk about the OJ trial. We're going to get into him leaving prison and why, and you're going to hate this. He needs to be out. I know this sucks. I know it sucks, but he needs to be out. And I'm going to explain why that is in a couple of minutes. Oh, Debbie says, great to see and hear you, Rob. Debbie, God bless you. Girl, I've needed to hear that. I've had a rough couple of weeks. Anyway, for those of you who are on the Deplorables site, which is one of the sites we're on tonight, they have about 30,000 followers. Deplorables Radio has about 27,000 followers. And we are doing, for the very first time, what is, I hopefully, revolutionary with regard to Facebook Live broadcast. We are essentially creating a Facebook Live. I left terrestrial radio in November and since have had to reinvent myself as a broadcaster. I'm going to do something about this, by the way. And my wife said, you got this mic in your face. I need to get a little lavalier mic. And thanks for the like. I appreciate that. But this is something I think is fairly revolutionary. And even if you don't know me, what I'd like you to do is just come in and join me tonight as we talk about the day's events. And you comment live. Comment live while I'm doing this. Because You are making this possible. All right. We do have a like on the Deplorable site. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. We've got a bunch of people joining the conversation on Deplorables Radio. In a few minutes, I'm gonna share with you. I'm a nationally syndicated comedy writer, and I've written for Rush and others. And I'm going to play you, for those of you who remember the 90s and you remember the O.J. trial. I did a parody about O.J. and Johnny Cochran. And I'm going to share it with you. It'll be a little memorabilia. I was listening to my friend Chris Plant, who's a broadcaster in Washington, D.C., today, and he was playing old Norm MacDonald weekend updates about O.J. Simpson, and it just was funny because this was really big, all right? I was in my 20s, right around turning 30 years old when the O.J. trial happened, and it was the first gigantic mega story that I had experienced really in my broadcast career as a young guy. And this was before Facebook. This was before social media. I mean, it was everybody was glued to the TV, and I'll never forget the day that he was acquitted of the charges. And there was a division in the country along race lines, essentially. Things haven't gotten better, have they? they haven't gotten better, yeah. I'm going to share with you in a second how much he can make in retirement. Before we go any further, I want to mention I got a couple sponsors. One of them, if you're in the Kansas City area, all right, I live in KC, and one of them is Dr. Alex Silvana. Nelson, if you're in need of chiropractic. Dr. Alex Nelson is spectacular, and man, I tell you what, I sit in front of the computer screen all the time, and my neck hurts, and it affects other parts of my life. If you sit in front of a desk, you know, and your arm hurts, and your neck hurts, and you got all the... Here's the number, or I should say the website for Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com, fountainoflifecairo.com. The number is 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. Dr. Alex Nelson is amazing. Also, one of my other sponsors, if you have considered buying a zero-turning radius mower for your home, or if you have an industrial mowing operation, you've got to consider grassmonsterskc.com, grassmonsterskc.com, 5520 Raytown Road. They've got some incredible mowers. This is the Z2 from Dixie Chopper, residential mower. Oh, my God in heaven, it kicks ass. You got the Excalibur. This is the largest one they make. It's absolutely glorious, industrial mower. You want to see the one I got in my garage? I'd take you out of the garage, but unfortunately, I can't get you out there. This is the one I have in the garage. Silver Eagle, baby. Come on. Ridiculous. American-made mowers that just kick ass. Also, Hustler mowers. These are made in Kansas, like the Fast Track. Look at that son of a gun. These are better than the mowers that you're going to get chained up in front of your big box store. GrassMonstersKC.com, GrassMonstersKC.com. Okay? Check it out. 5520 Raytown Road. Raytown, Missouri! O.J. is going to be a free man, ladies and gentlemen. Accept it. O.J. Simpson is going to be out of jail in October. He's going to be out of jail. I'm going to share a little bit of O.J. audio. This is O.J. today talking in front of the judge about why he should be paroled.
I've heard any except that, you know, I've come here. I've spent 9 years making no excuses about anything. I am sorry that things turned out the way they did. I had no intent to commit a crime. I came here. I tell the inmates all the time, man, I don't want to hear about your crime. You know, argue in court here. We're all convicts. I'm a convict. Do your time and don't do anything to extend your time. I told the warden when I got here, Mr. LaGrange, I think it was, Miss.
And I will not slaughter anyone with a knife.
Carpenter and Miss Megan, that I would be.
While I'm here, as long as that bit doesn't try to leave me, I'm not going to kill her.
No problem.
Did I say that out loud? Oh, God.
I believe in this jury system. I will honor what the jury said, and I will be no problem. You know? And I think I kept my word. As I said, I've done my time. I just like to get back to my family and friends. And believe it or not, I do have some real friends. But I
killed a couple of them, but there are still a few survivors out there.
I don't think I could have represented this prison. I don't think any inmate has ever represented it better than I. I did my time. I tried to be helpful to everybody.
As I said, Bruce and Beardsley.
I made up with them years ago.
Now, those are two of the people he was involved with the hostage situation and the, you know, whatever that happened 8 years ago. This is going to upset a few, but he was overpunished for the second crime. I think that a lot of people wanted O.J. Simpson to be punished for the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Brown. He murdered those people. All right. He was acquitted of that. And also there was the civil trial. For those of you who don't remember, it's been a while. He was overpunished for this crime. Sorry. I don't like the son of a bitch. I think he's an evil, evil bastard. But he needed to be let out on this charge. This was a bogus charge. You may disagree. Look at all the emojis I'm getting. You guys kick ass. I love you. I love emojis. You know what? I used to hate emojis. But when I get emojis just for me, they make me very happy. what do you think? Comment. Is it fair to let OJ out? Here's the thing, guys. You can't punish OJ for the murders of Ron Brown and Nicole Brown Simpson with a separate trial. This is a different incident. What he did in Vegas was grotesque to some degree, but he was overpunished for it. Sorry. I don't want the bastard to get out of jail, but unfortunately, he was overpunished for this one. He wasn't punished enough for the murders of Ron Brown and Nicole Brown Simpson. It sucks. That's just it, man. I think he needs to go free, and I hate it. We're going to get into what he can make in retirement in a second. He's going to make a return to reality TV, and it's going to be the biggest damn thing you've ever seen. It's going to be the biggest damn thing you've ever seen. While we're podcasting, will you share with others, Brian and Rob, all you got, Debbie, will you share real quick, Shelby, my niece, God bless you, will you share with others? Because I'd like to build an audience as this thing progresses. And again, we are on two Facebook pages. Here's a little bit from OJ again today at his parole hearing, where if you didn't hear, OJ Simpson is going to be a free man in October.
I'm sorry it happened. I'm sorry to Nevada. I wish Riccio had never called me. I thought I was glad to get my stuff back, but it wasn't worth it. You know, 9 years away from your family is just not worth it. And I'm sorry.
You have programmed in an acceptance.
Okay, so there you are. He's sorry. It sucks. It really sucks. But what happened with the murders is over. There's nothing we can do about it. He's an evil dude. I hate him. But in this case, he should not have been sentenced as heavily as he was. And it's probably justice that he's been let go. And this is going to piss people off. I'm sorry. It just is. Thank you, Debbie, for sharing, by the way, on social media. I do appreciate it. Join the conversation and hang out with me. Here's the announcement that O.J. Simpson will be paroled in October.
You have programmed in an acceptable manner. You have no prior conviction of criminal activity. You are low risk to reoffend on our guidelines.
That's true, because they have to look past what happened in 1994. It's like it never existed because he was found innocent.
You have community support and stable release plans. We've heard from you and from your victim. The question here, as with all parole hearings, is whether or not you have served enough time in prison on this case. Considering all of these factors, my vote is to grant your parole effective when eligible.
Thank you.
Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible. And that will conclude this hearing.
Meanwhile, Charlie Manson is going, son of a bitch! Is he still alive? So yeah, that's it, guys. He's out. He's gonna be free man. He's gonna be on the golf course again. He's gonna be on the golf course again. When he gets out of prison, he's going to have some pretty decent financial resources awaiting him. More than most. He can begin selling autographs for and other memorabilia. Going to have a significant retirement income. He has about $5 million in contributions to a retirement plan run by the Screen Actors Guild for the couple movies that he did, The Naked Gun, right? The exact amount of money now that is in that account is unknown. Going to get a pension from the NFL. Could receive as much as $100,000 a year if he waited until 65 to start drawing, blah, blah, blah. He's not 65, he's 70. And it looks like he may have amassed $500,000 in NFL pension benefits while in prison. So he accumulated $566,000 of benefits up till now. Could get about $47,000 a year going forward. That's potato. That's small potatoes. That's nothing. There's nothing there. He lost a $33.5 million loss, civil judgment to the families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. And most of that money has not been collected. His pension will not be available to the families of the people he murdered. So he was sentenced to 9 to 33 year sentence after being convicted in 2017 of kidnapping and armed robbery. And, whatever. Yeah. I'm done with it. But I'm going to tell you, I just think that there are going to be a lot of people who want to watch this on reality TV. And I'm going to tell you, as much as I hated to do it, I watched the parole hearing today. I watched it just as much as I did in 1995. And I watched it again today. All right. Let's move on to some other stuff. The juice is loose. Jay says the juice is loose. I know the juice is loose. Again, I want to remind you, we are broadcasting live on two Facebook pages tonight. The Deplorables and Deplorables Radio. This is a first-time thing. It is a thrill for me to do it, and it's, I think, pretty revolutionary stuff, even if it's just you hanging out with me in my studio. Let's move on. And I've got some political stuff I want to get to, and I've got some non-political stuff to get to. And I want to, again, share your thoughts as you comment. Brian and Rob and Debbie and Jay and Shelby, please share with other people here because we're going to be together for a little while. 57% of Americans say media coverage of Donald Trump is too negative. Majority of Americans feel mainstream media coverage of President Trump is too negative. Zogby. 57% of likely voters found the coverage to be too negative. 44% disagreed. 57 and 44. Is that about right? Yeah. That's 101%, isn't it? Poll is predictably split along party lines. 87% of Republicans saying the coverage is too negative. 32% of Democrats agreeing. Brian has joined the conversation. He says now he's going to find the real killer. Brian, nice. Nice sub-reference. He wanted to... He wanted to find the real killer. He was going to devote the rest of his life to finding the real killers. Brian, that is a great great line. He's been working hard, right? He did. God darn it, he's been working hard. 55% of women and 51% of African Americans say that the coverage is too negative. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. Oh, I didn't play my piece of satire. You guys want to hear a piece of satire? This is something I wrote when the OJ trial was going on. All right. Again, for millennials, this has got to be kind of weird for you because, like, my niece Shelby was maybe the toddler when the OJ trial happened or not even born. But I was writing satire. This is a piece I did about Johnny Cochran, who is deceased and who was one of OJ's dream team. Remember the dream team? Dream team of lawyers. This is a parody that I did. It's a song from the 70s called Rubber Band Man. And, you know, those of you who are my age, around 50 years old, maybe even, you know, 40 years old, will remember this song. Here's a parody that I did about Johnny Cochran and the OJ Dream Team to Rubber Band Man. A little flashback for you. All right, check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury, Judge Ito, and the citizens of the world, please put your hands together for the defense, Mr. Johnny Cochran and the OJ Dream Team.
Hand me down the evidence, hand me the bloody glove. I am the lawyer, OJ picks, the jury's gotta love. You and me, we're throwing out what the police found. You better prepare to change your mind, OJ's going down.
Jury, prepare yourself for Mr. Johnny Cochran. He's paid to twist the facts, Mr. Johnny Cochran. Pay no mind to evidence for Mr. Cochran. Starts to jam.
All this dude is out of sight. Everything he does seems to come out right. Well, I'm shooting down the evidence. Marshall Clark ain't got no case. You can tell the Dream Team aggravates by the look on Ito's face. I'm Johnny C. I'm coming in for yet another round. Guaranteed to blow away anything Marshall puts down.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for Mr. Johnny Cochran. He's paid to twist the facts, Mr. Johnny Cochran. Starts to jam.
Cochran, clock. Watch his threat blows. I'm fighting the fix. What everybody knows. Guaranteed to change your mind. Ain't gonna let OJ do no time. Hardest working lawyer in show business.
Alright, there you go. A little blast from the past, if you will, for those of you who followed the OJ trial. Hope you enjoyed that, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. Anyway, I want to remind you a couple of things. For those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Rob Carson. I'm a nationally syndicated comedy writer, broadcaster, podcaster, all that stuff. I do have a line of politically incorrect swag online. It is at tpublic.com. Look for Conservatees, tpublic.com. Conservatees. Would you like to see some of it? Here we go. Russia, Russia, Russia with Jan Brady. Available on t-shirts, on stickers, on onesies, on hoodies. All you got to do is go to tpublic.com, Conservatees. Veganism is an eating disorder. That's available. And it is, by the way. If you are a vegan, if it's not doctor ordered, there's something wrong with you. Proud climate change denier, right there. Will you? Yeah, I am. Thank you very much. Remember that thing where people were putting safety pins on their shirts saying it was a safe space? I got your safe space right here. Get that on a t-shirt, get that on a hoodie, whatever. Suck it up, snowflake. There you go, Uncle Sam. Come on now. Pardon me. Oh, yeah, here you go. Calm down, she lost, he won, get over it. Thank you. He's the president, okay? Get over it. The iconic Che Guevara shirt that's very popular, even though he was a murderous commie. Murderous commie douchebag, not a hero. Again, available at TeePublic. And just look for Conservatees. The iconic coexist sticker spelled with religious symbols you see on Priuses. I did this. You can't coexist when some people want to kill you. You put that on your car. Oh. Thanks for the likes, by the way. You made my day. You guys have made my day. My kid is not a snowflake. There you go. My son's going to college next year. My kid is not a snowflake. For those who say war is not the answer on their Prius, sometimes war is the answer. Sometimes war is the answer. You guys in the military, you know, sometimes war is the answer. Look at all the likes. Holy hell. I love you guys. And if you live in Kansas City, Kansas City, right there, baby, right there. All you got to do is go to tpublic.com, look for conservatives, tpublic.com, conservatives, and order any of those. And can I just tell you, if you'll do that, God bless you, because, you know, this is a new thing. I'm working with a guy named Sam Cangelosi, who is a freaking brilliant graphic designer, and we have created some great stuff. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Russia, Russia. Get that on a T-shirt. We order that. We just order that. Order that and give it to somebody. TPublic.com, conservatives. We've got 50 designs online. I used to work, my friend Sam used to work for Hallmark. And like idiots, they fired this guy, and he's freaking genius. BC Grimes says, killing it. BC, you freaking made my day, brother. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Also, I want to remind you, if you don't mind, then I've got a bunch of really good audio that I'm going to get into in just a second. Will you download my podcast? I have a podcast. It's available on iTunes, on our iHeartRadio. Jerry Cave is watching on the Deplorable site. Hi, Jerry. Jerry, you're a stud. Jerry, you're a stud. Jerry is an amazing man, and his wife is fabulous. They're in the D.C. area, and Jerry, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for watching tonight. I hope that I do credit to Lori's site tonight, which is the Deplorables, and it's just going to be a first name basis on Lori. Just a marvelous political pundit in Washington D.C. who allowed me to do the podcast on this site, and also the Deplorables Radio. Steve, hello, Steve B.C. More people are adding to the show tonight. Thank you. What are you doing tonight, man? Just write me. Tell me what you're doing. What's bringing us together? Are you hanging out? Are you chilling on a Thursday night on a July 20th, 2017? Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here. Here's the latest attack on Mr. Trump. And I got to tell you, I've mentioned this. Donald Trump, I was not a, he was my final candidate. He was my last, look at all the likes. Oh, God bless you. You're making my day. You have no idea. You have no idea, honestly. Woo, the week I've had. The week I've had, and the month I've had, and the actually the 8 months I've had. But tonight's exciting because tonight we're doing something new. We're broadcasting on two Facebook pages simultaneously, and we're giving you broadcast quality audio, and we're having a damn good time. Democrats have created a no-confidence resolution, so this is the latest thing. Now, last week, remember this? Hold on. Last week, Democrats were going to use the 25th Amendment. they were going to use the 25th Amendment to show that Donald Trump was psychologically not capable of being the president. He was insane. So they tried that. They tried that last week. And before that, they were treason, his son treason, you know, him treason. We've seen everything, guys. We've seen everything. Now they've created, I'm just getting effing pissed, okay, at this point, because I'm just, let the damn man be the president. All right, let him be the president. I'm just done with this shit. You Democrat, you whiny little, and I don't like to use a lot of profanity, you whiny little bitches. Who you lost the election because you had a terrible, evil succubus running, and that's Hillary Clinton. Sorry, she's evil. Her husband is an awful person. They have an awful relationship. They're terrible people. They lost. We won. And now they're saying they're going to do a no-confidence resolution. Did you see anything like this when Barack Obama became president? Did you see anything like this when Barack Obama became president? No. There is an absolute refusal to work with this president. There is an absolute refusal to do your constitutional duty as representatives and as senators, duly elected representatives and senators of the United States. It's purely political to stop a president, and I'm just damned sick and tired of it. So they've created a no-confidence vote. Representative Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee, been endorsed by 23 Democrats. An attempt at political intervention, Cohen said. According to The Hill, one of the outrages Democrats raised at the press conference announcing the resolution today was Trump's undisclosed meeting with Vladimir Putin. Nobody knows what the hell happened and who the hell cares. He's meeting with a world leader. What the hell do you want? You haven't been able to prove collusion. So anyway, other parts where they want to call him, no confidence. They want to give him no confidence. Fake news, claiming this fake news. It says, whereas President Trump used Twitter to circulate a video of him violently wrestling a man covered by a CNN logo. That really got him, didn't it? There was a threat of physical violence against journalists, blah, blah, blah. The resolution demands Trump release his tax returns, refrain from using Twitter inappropriately, refrain from calling reporting fake news. I kind of like the fact this president stirs it up. I'm not crazy about the Twitter feed, but I do like that this president gives the media what for, a little what for. But the media is going a little bat crap crazy. They are going a little bit bat crap crazy. I've got some audio from Tucker Carlson. Now, not only are they questioning his, there's no confidence, questioning that using the 25th Amendment to say that he is not mentally fit to be in office. Now they're saying he's fat. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about that last night.
Trump may be badly flawed. You could make that case. But the people who hate him have gone crazy, sometimes hilariously. So here's the latest attack. Not only is the president an immoral Russian stooge, he's fat.
Is the president fit? And I want to read part of it. In the modern history of American presidents, no occupant of the Oval Office has evinced less interest in his own health. He does not smoke or drink, but his fast food, red meat, heavy diet, his aversion to exercise, and a tendency to gorge on television for hours at a time put him at odds with his predecessor.
Wait. Gorge on television? When was the last time you binged on Netflix? You know, I mean, you may do it tonight. Are you absolutely kidding? He's like us. He's like us.
Assessors. I mean, is this ultimately in keeping with a personality that is about a lack of discipline, Ben? He not only takes golf carts in places on golf courses where they're not supposed to be, right? But he takes golf carts to places where, like, other world leaders are walking.
If I could take a freaking golf cart anywhere I wanted to go, hell yeah, I'd take the golf cart. Yes, I would take the golf cart. This is funny. They're going after the fact that he rides a golf cart on his golf cart. He owns the golf course, right? And when others are not able to ride a golf cart, they're saying Donald Trump can ride a golf cart, and that's bad. If you own the golf cart, he should be able to ride a tank onto the fairway. But they're also saying that, you know, they're when he goes out and he's with other world leaders, the other world leaders might walk 700 yards up to a photo op. This happened at the National Museum in Riyadh, and he got a golf cart. Hell yeah, take the golf cart. Wouldn't you take the golf cart? Take the golf cart? Here's a little bit more. There's a British columnist talking about Donald Trump. Her name's Louise Mensch, and she's not even Jewish.
Now, Louise Mensch, who's a former member of parliament in Great Britain, is now a major...
Mensch is a Jewish. It is a, not a Jewish, but a... it's a Jewish, but okay. Here she is. I'll explain.
Source of Russian news for American progressives announced with great confidence...
A Yiddish word.
This very morning, that members of the Trump administration will be executed for their Kremlin ties.
Yes.
According to Mensch, we're quoting now, my sources say the death penalty for espionage is being considered for Steve Bannon. I am pro-life and take no pleasure in reporting this. But it's not just Bannon who's in peril. According to Mensch, the president himself could be headed to the death chamber. Yes. Quote, the evidence against Donald Trump is SIGINT. It is recordings, audio, and visual. It is overwhelming. He may indeed face the death penalty. Now, keep in mind that just this spring, Louise Mensch wrote about Russia for the New York Times, the paper of record. What was just a year ago considered fringe and embarrassing is now regarded as totally mainstream among liberals. Can this get crazier? That's the question.
Yeah. So now they're calling for Donald Trump's execution.
I don't know. I don't.
I'm going to share with you in just a second why I like Caitlyn Jenner. I like Caitlyn Jenner. I know I used to be Bruce Jenner. I like Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner has been floating the idea of a run for Senate. And you know what? I want to see Caitlyn effing Jenner and Kid Rock in the Senate. How about you? Can I get an amen to Kid Rock and Caitlyn Jenner in the Senate? Hells to the yes. Kid Rock especially. But I got to tell you, I kind of like Caitlyn Jenner. I know it's weird. I don't like it in that way. Although I will tell you, and many of you will agree, my producer, when I was in Washington or in Kansas City, gave me the Vanity Fair picture, and I saw this older woman wearing lingerie, and I went, then I found out it was Caitlyn Jenner, and I wanted to take a shower. But I kind of like Caitlyn Jenner. I think it would have been nice if Caitlyn Jenner would have all the surgery and everything, could have done a voiceectomy, because Caitlyn Jenner still sounds like Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner was on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night. Jimmy Kimmel Live was asked if she regretted voting for Donald Trump. And I'm not all into this. I think we kind of jumped the shark as far as the trans, B, LGBTQRSTUV movement and everything. But I kind of like the fact that Caitlyn Jenner, this pop culture figure, who used to be Bruce Jenner, you live in a weird world, right? He is a conservative. And you want to imagine, I mean, you got to imagine the heat that Caitlyn Jenner takes for being conservative in Hollywood, let alone being trans, because you can't be gay conservative, right? It's just not acceptable. Here's a little bit of Caitlyn Jenner last night with Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you regret voting for President Trump?
I don't agree with everything he's doing, but I have always been, I'm older. I've been, you know, I grew up in a country where you actually said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag at school. And I have a...
Whoa. Did you hear? Jimmy Kimmel's audience actually applauded that. Applauded doing the Pledge of Allegiance? Holy hell.
And I believe in limited government. I believe in limited government. I believe in the people of this nation, not government. And so, and that kind of makes me on the Republican side. And so he was our candidate. I never really outwardly came out and supported him. I supported whoever the Republican candidate was going to be.
I think a lot of us did that. My last choice was Donald Trump. That's just the way it was. I supported Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Rand Paul. I liked Rand Paul. All of those felt like dominoes before the election, and ultimately Donald Trump was a candidate. And I liked what, thanks to Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway, what they were saying, what he was saying on the campaign trail is what I wanted to hear. And I got to tell you, unabashedly, pardon me, the president's doing a pretty damn good job. I think he's doing what I asked him to do. You've got about 800 Obama regulations that have been turned back, including about 180 that were secret, off-the-books regulations. I love that. I love the fact that we kicked Syria's ass when they were launching chemical weapons, sorties. I like the fact that we said, screw the Paris Climate Accord. There are a lot of good things happening, and I like it. I like it. Was he my choice? No. Do I support him? Did I support him during the election, and do I support him now? Hell yeah.
But, you know, the press kind of put you there. And there are some things that I think he's done is very good.
What?
You know, this.
Well, if you were paying any attention, Jimmy, you'd know that there were some good things. There's his audience. They howl.
If you're on the conservative side and you believe in our Constitution, I'm glad Neil Gorsuch for the.
Okay, all right.
This is Caitlyn Jenner. This used to be Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, saying like the Neil Gorsuch has a choice in the Supreme Court. How wild is that? You got a transsexual talking about a Supreme Court nominee. Oh, welcome to 2017, folks.
The Supreme Court. Holy hell. I think it's a very good decision. He's lowered regulations in a lot of different businesses to help business, you know, get going. I don't want massive regulations. I don't want massive taxes, especially when we're the highest taxed country.
Not true.
No, that's correct.
Highest taxed corporate tax in the world.
I'll have to look it up, but I don't know. I don't want to argue.
If you were paying attention, you'd know, Jimmy.
Yeah. And corporate tax in the world and massive regulations. So it's tough for anybody to do business here in the United States. And I would like to see the United States the best place in the world to do business.
I kind of want to have a beer with Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. I kind of want to chill with Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. I like the way this person talks, regardless of whether you consider him a he or she or whatever the hell. I kind of like Caitlyn Jenner. I think he's all right. And I would love to see Caitlyn Jenner in the Senate, and I would love to see Kid Rock in the Senate. Can you imagine? What do you think? Comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Comment, please. 1 in 8 people who voted for Trump are having second thoughts. This is according to a Reuters Ipsos poll. 1 in 8 people who voted for President Donald Trump said they're not sure they would do it again after witnessing Trump's tumultuous first 6 months, largely media created, by the way. The erosion of support within his winning coalition of older, disaffected, mostly white voters poses a potential president for a challenge for the president. This is according to Reuters. This is horse shite, by the way. In the July survey, 12% of respondents said they would not vote for Trump if 2016 presidential election were held today. 7% they don't know, but they do, and the remaining 5% would either support one of the other 2016 presidential candidates or not vote. Here's the positive. 88% said they would vote for Trump again, a slight improvement over the May figure of 82%. Yes. So this is a negative story. But it's actually positive, but the positive is buried in the story. Not a big surprise, right? Taken together, the polls suggest that Trump's standing with his base has improved slightly over the past few months, despite the Republican Party's repeated failures to overhaul the healthcare system, blah, blah, blah. So his approval rating has gone up. All right, but the headline on the story is 1 in 8 people who voted for Trump having second thoughts. And it's gotten better. This is such just what I mean. Come on, man. It's getting better. You want to know who's considering voting or running for president in 2020? How about a woman who's going to be 80 years old? How about that? A woman who's going to be 80 years old. Maxine Waters went to New Hampshire on Sunday. All right. I would love to see Maxine Waters run. Would you like to see Maxine Waters run? Hell yes. She's 80 years old. They're making rock stars, the Democrat Party and some of the minions associated with the party, are making rock stars out of those who just exist to shred the president. All right, they have no plan for the future. They have no economic plan. They have no whatever. They have nothing. But there are some people who are being made rock stars because they are unabashedly critical of Donald Trump. Maxine Waters has not changed at all as a person, has not changed whatsoever with regard to who she is as a senator who has enriched herself, has a $5 million mansion in L.A., is a race baiter, is a far leftist. But the only thing positive about her right now is that she's shredding Donald Trump. Shredding Donald Trump. And that's enough to get to propel you into the national spotlight. There's a Salon. If you ever read Salon, Salon's a very leftist political blog. Salon editor-at-large D. Watkins published a video on Twitter which shows the 5 reasons why Maxine Waters should be our next president. 80-year-old woman, race baiter, far leftist. Here are some of the reasons why this guy thinks she should be elected president.
I'm D. Watkins, say with the Salon 5. And today we're going to give you five reasons why Maxine Waters should be our next president.
Word.
Number five, Maxine understands the people. She's the fifth of 13 children. And she started working in segregated restaurants at the age of 13. So, you know, hard work is in her blood. Number four,
Although she's been in the Senate for 40 years. Really?
Maxine Waters has an amazing reputation of being a fearless, outspoken advocate for women, the poor, children, people of color.
Not the unborn, and of course not people of color, because she's done nothing about inner city crime.
Pretty much everybody that was
or abortion
was left out of the Trump campaign. Fighting for what's right is not a new thing to Maxine Waters. Before she was even elected to Congress, she was out there on the front lines fighting against divestment from the South African apartheid regime. Number three, Maxine was actually one of the few people who was against the war in Iraq. And that's something that Clinton, Bush, Trump, McCain, all of those people.
Is that Bill Clinton?
Couldn't really figure out. Number two, she loves the millennials and we love her back. Last week she confessed.
No. Just leftist millennials. It's not all millennials, Junior. It's not all millennials. Don't act like you represent all millennials and like last week's Women's March represented all women. No.
Her love for us on Now This, where she talked about everything she's learning from us and how she has to evolve with the people. She's learning the language.
She's learning the language. You know what that means? She used the word woke in a speech. Here's a 78-year-old woman using the word woke. And woke means that you have, like, realized something and you have awakened to a new reality. And because this 78-year-old woman used the word woke in a speech, you know, I think there's nothing more embarrassing than parents who use the vernacular of younger people. I think it's really embarrassing, especially grandmas like her, to use woke or some other. I don't even try to do slang because it makes me look stupid. I would say that her using slang is even worse. I'm 50. She's almost 80 years old. When I try, I just tease my son by using some of the popular vernacular, and he rolls his eyes, you know, because I'll use it out of context and make it sound like, you know, I don't know. There's a few things that I'll throw at him, and he just thinks, he's like, Dad, please. So I don't want 80-year-old this woman to use, like a Hillary Clinton using nothing burger. No, you're old. Okay, you're old. Use one of the old the expressions, like whippersnapper, something like that.
She's using the internet, and we're all moving forward because of that. The number one reason why we want Maxine Waters to be our next president,
why?
Because she's not afraid to attack the right. She's had tough words for everybody, from Bill O'Reilly all the way up to the White House. Maxine Waters is one of the only few Democrats that's stepping up. She's not scared to talk about Trump, his ties to Russia, and letting him know, in her own words, bombing.
Did he let Clinton?
Another country.
Let
does not make you presidential. These are tough times, and in tough times, you need a tough leader.
No, I think bombing another country does make you look presidential, particularly when it's stopping Syrians from dropping chemical bombs on their people. I think it makes you look pretty damn presidential. I really do. All right. By the way, I'd love to have you comment during the broadcast tonight. Thank you for joining me. It means a lot to have you joining me. We are, again, broadcasting on two Facebook sites simultaneously. One of them is The Deplorables out of Washington, D.C. The other one is Deplorables Radio. Great, great organizations, and it is an honor for me to be here. I think this is kind of revolutionary. It's like an informal Facebook network. Will this be historical? Doubting it, but it's kind of cool. Joe Biden will sign his book for you for hundreds of dollars. Would you pay to see Joe Biden? Barack and Michelle have signed a joint $60 million book deal. Vice President Biden and his wife Jill signed another one, probably not worth as much, I'm assuming, but they're setting to embark on a forthcoming book tour. Promise Me Dad is the name of the tour. The book details the death of his son, Beau, and the decision not to run for president. Signed copies of the book will only be available to those purchased VIP tickets to the event. Politics and Prose, a Washington, D.C. bookstore known for hosting authors at signing events, sent out an email announcing the event at a Warner Theater November 14th with a note. Every ticket for the signing includes a copy of the book. VIP packages include a signed book and a meet and greet opportunity with Vice President Biden. The price to meet and get a signed copy of his book, $448, not including the service fee. So would you go see that? I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't walk across the street. Nothing again. Whatever, Joe, whatever. I don't care. But honestly, this, you know, we really... one of the reasons why Washington sucks so effing badly is that people go there and they are able to enrich themselves beyond anything we ever dreamed about. All right. They get to go there, and one of the things, and Brenna, thanks for joining me, by the way. Brenna says, who would pay for a Biden anything? I know, me too. I don't give a crap. I wouldn't buy a Paul Ryan book. I wouldn't buy a John McCain book. I don't give a rat's ass about these people. I don't. And you know what? Why the hell do you get a book deal for being a public servant? You know what I'm saying? It's unseemingly, I think it's grotesque. I think it's really grotesque. The last election was about people saying that we're sick and tired of people going to Washington, D.C. and spending their entire life telling us how to live ours. That was what it was about. I don't care. I don't want to read Nancy Pelosi's book. Yeah, who cares? Anyway, Joe Biden's got a book. You can go see him. Whatever. Charles Krauthammer, I've chosen not to talk a lot about the repeal of Obamacare because everybody's talking about it. And I'm tired of talking about it. So I didn't want to bring that tonight because Lena Rush talked about it, and I'm sure Hannity talked about it today, and Beck. I mean, he talked about it unless he's off his meds, and then he probably went just nuts and did all sorts of weird things. Mark Levin, God bless all of these guys. God bless them all. I just have chosen not to talk about it today. They debated the clean repeal of Obamacare and then replacement eventually, and that apparently has died. Charles Krauthammer said that would have been suicide, and I got to tell you, I agree.
I think they have a good chance of working out something on tax reform. That's their strength. That's what I would have recommended they start with. I think the best thing to do now, ironically, is to walk away. I think it's going to be suicidal to go ahead with the vote next week. It's going to be a repudiation. It's going to be a vote to proceed, meaning that the Republicans who vote against it, and there will be enough, I think, to shoot it down, are saying, we're done with this. Well, you don't have to have it officially on the record. Just walk away and go immediately to something, perhaps even radical, on tax reform.
Repeal without replace wasn't going to work. Just wasn't going to work. And I'm not an expert on this. I mean, I did follow the original vote against the will of the American people in 2009 for Obamacare, in 2010. And I hated it, and I've hated it since. And the president said it best, let it collapse. So maybe that's what we need to do, and we need to focus on some other stuff. Oddly enough, the border wall, the number of people streaming to the country has been cut in half nearly. What does that mean to you? It means the border wall's already half done, without a foundation laid, without a post put in concrete in the ground. It's amazing. Really is amazing. All right, I've got a few things I want to get to. Some campus madness, some light stories I think you're really going to enjoy. We're going to do those in a second. Just want to remind you, if you wouldn't mind, go to this website, tpublic.com. Look for conservatees. You're going to see 50 designs that me and my friend Sam Cangelosi have come up with. They're brilliant. There's a new one called The Hunt for Red November, which is a parody of The Hunt for Red October about Democrats trying to find collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and the Kremlin. Here is another one, in case you just tuned in. Russia with Jan Brady. It's becoming a very popular meme. It really is. We created it a month ago. If you live in the Kansas City area, Kansas City, baby, Kansas City. Put it on a T-shirt, put it on a onesie, put it on a hoodie for the fall. You're going to see 50 designs that me and my friend Sam Cangelosi have come up with. They're brilliant. There's a new one called The Hunt for Red November, which is a parody of The Hunt for Red October about Democrats trying to find collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and the Kremlin. Here is another one, in case you just tuned in. Russia, Russia, Russia with Jan Brady. It's becoming a very popular meme. It really is. We created it a month ago. If you live in the Kansas City area, Kansas City, baby, Kansas City. Put it on a t-shirt, put it on a onesie, put it on a hoodie for the fall. Sometimes war is the answer, kid. You have those Priuses that have, war's not the answer. Well, no, it is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes the enemy needs its ass kicked. My kid is not a snowflake. Thank you very much. Stickers, hats, laptop cases, phone cases, mugs, the whole deal. You seen that coexist with religious bumper stickers? Well, you can't coexist when some want to kill you. Which one of those wants to kill you, do you suppose? Yeah. Calm down. She lost, he won. Get over it. Here's another one. Oh, yeah. That proud climate change denier. Because it's a load of crap. And then, of course, veganism is an eating disorder. Veganism is an eating disorder. So all of those and more and more. And some there's some Maryland-centric designs. There's some Kansas City-centric designs. There's some Missouri-centric designs. They're all cool, and they're available again. tpublic.com, conservatives. New thing for me, guys. These are my slogans that I created, and then Sam Cangelosi, my buddy, he's the guy who brought them to life. Hey, and look, Phil just shared it. Phil, thank you. Thank you, Phil. God bless you, dude, because this is something new that I'm trying. And building a brand is tough, particularly when you don't have any investors. If you want to invest, I mean, God bless you. But it's hard to pay the bills, and I wanted to create a line with my designs. Please order, okay? And Phil, thanks. Thanks for sharing. You're the best. I really do appreciate that, buddy. Really, really do. Oh, God. Oh, God. A judge has... sit down. Okay, sit down. If you're having some Chardonnay or a beer, you might want to put it down because you're going to... It's going to come out your nose. So just stop. The judge has halted the planned... The planned auction of Madonna's used panties. Oh, boy. Yeah, boy. God. Oh, you know it'd be even worse. Rosie O'Donnell's. Okay, now you won't eat tonight. And you can thank me for that if you're dieting. Just think of this real quick. You're thinking about maybe hunger and, you know, before you go to bed. Rosie O'Donnell's used panties. You are not going to eat tonight. Rosie might. Manhattan State Supreme Court Judge Gerald Leibovitz issued an order this week halting the auction of some of Madonna's most personal possessions, including a pair of previously worn underwear. A love letter from her ex-boyfriend, Tupac Shakur, and a hairbrush. For her head, I'm assuming. Gotta Have It Collectibles now forced to pull 22 items belonging to the Material Girl from its rock and roll themed online auction, scheduled for next Wednesday. Madonna says the fact that I have attained celebrity status as a result of success in my career does not obviate my right to maintain my privacy, including with regard to highly personal items. I understand my DNA could be extracted from a piece of my hair. It is outrageous and grossly offensive that my DNA could be auctioned for sale to the general public. I'm assuming she meant the hairbrush because, I don't want the DNA in her panties. There could be like 4 or 5 different guys in there. And it's not just her. The hair from the hairbrush? Probably her. The DNA extracted from the panties could be 30, 40 people for all I know. It's very possible. It's very possible. All right, let's move on to some lighter stuff. Before I depart tonight, I think you'll enjoy this. Just some light stuff. 40% of us use a different voice when we're talking on the phone. Did you know that? This is according to the UK Daily Mail. When you make a phone call, you change your voice. I think I probably do to some degree. Yeah, this is how I talk on the phone. Hello, who's this? Yes, this is Rob. What's going on? No, that's actually not me on the phone. 40% of us say they have a special phone voice. Women are more likely than men. The main situations where people bust out their fake voice are business calls with clients and important calls to their bank. When I call my bank, I'm like, hello, yes, this is Rob Carson calling. I have so much money, it's not even funny. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, may I speak to your manager? I sound like the Monopoly guy with the top hat. We change our... My mother, listen to this. My mother, since as long as I've known her, she always answers the phone and she says, Niallo, Niallo. That's it.
What is the when you meet her at the door, she doesn't go, Niallo.
She says, Niallo. That's what she says. Account. It's weird.
Question mark.
God bless my mother.
PayPal is going to deposit around
$40. This is big news. Who likes hot sauce? Who likes hot sauce? I've got a one of my websites is youtube.com/CarsonDoesIt. youtube.com/CarsonDoesIt. On there, you will see a video of me pickling peppers. I eat pickled peppers like they're going out of business, like they're going out of style. I make pickled peppers, jalapenos, pickled green beans and asparagus and all that. And they're ridiculous. All right. That is, again, available youtube.com/CarsonDoesIt. And I am a hot sauce nut. Are you a hot sauce nut? Here's what I'll tell you. My favorite hot sauce. Let me tell you. Tabasco's got a new sauce. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because Tabasco's not a new sauce. Greatest hot sauce ever. For me, it's between green Tabasco and Chipotle Tabasco. I know those are very widely spread hot sauces. They're great. Sriracha, of course. Original Tabasco, fantastic. Frank's, good. Cholula, I think good. God, I've got so many of them on the fridge. It's stupid. I eat hot sauce every damn day. Tabasco's got their new one. I'm going to get this tomorrow. Their original is called the Scorpion Sauce, 20 times hotter than original Tabasco. Now, original Tabasco, pretty spicy. And the thing about original Tabasco, and I'm a foodie, by the way. I have about 100 cooking videos on the web. Original Tabasco is spectacular because it's just cayenne aged in vinegar. That's it. It's so stupid simple. Maybe some salt. It's glorious. Tabasco's glorious. But they've got it 20 times hotter than the original. They've sold out for the first batch online. You have to go to Tabasco.com to check on the restock. But it is called Scorpion Sauce. I'm going to do it. And I will do it here on the show. I will do it right here. I'm a fan. Cholula, Dave Craig in Springfield, my buddy. Yeah, Cholula is great. Cholula's got an interesting flavor to it. God, I've got so many hot sauces, guys. I can't even think of all of them right now. Frank's is coming out with a lot of really cool sauces. They've got ginger sauces. They've got Asian sauces. They've got other stuff. They're not always the best. They're pretty good. They're not always the best. But I'm a big fan. I'm talking about food now because I'm a foodie. You know, we can disagree on politics. We won't disagree on ribs unless you're a vegan, and that's the case. You have an eating disorder. Yes. Veganism is an eating disorder. Lay's has announced the finalists for this year's Do Us a Flavor contest. Have you entered this where you suggest a flavor for their chips every year, and they come up with some that are kind of goofy? You know, and okay, I guess. I don't know. It's a great... It's a great marketing tool. This year, the finalists for the new chips, and they've had flavors like cappuccino, terrible, dear God in heaven, gyros and gravy, biscuits and gravy. It's $1 million grand prize. Here they are. Everything bagel, fried green tomatoes, and crispy taco. That's lame, dude. Lame. Today I had a conversation with my car with my daughter and my son. We went to their physicals this year, and by the grace of God, they are healthy. We are really, really blessed. And my daughter asked what the American dream is. I don't know where this came from. It's an organic conversation. She said to me, Dad, what's the American dream? And I thought about it. Maybe it's kind of weird because I didn't recognize the profundity of it. Because I'm in the car. My daughter, again, out of nowhere, says, Dad, what's the American dream? I flippantly said, I'm not sure exactly what the American dream is, but I know what the American nightmare is. You know what my son said? My 17-and-a-half-year-old son. My 17-year-old son said, it's whatever you want it to be. Bravo. My son said it was what you want it to be. That's what my son said today. I had a flippant response. My son had a profound response. And it was, I thought, glorious. I thought it was really, really glorious what he said. You know what my daughter's? Check this out. You ready for this? My daughter's response for what the American dream is. She said to eat meat every day, all day. My daughter kicks ass. My daughter is a carnivore. She is politically incorrect. My daughter and my son, both of them kick ass. Don't get me wrong. My daughter and my son are spectacular. But when asked what the American dream is, my son said anything you want it to be. And my daughter said to eat meat all day, every day. Come on. Which one's better? SWNS Digital. Top 10 signs you're living the American dream. Here is what Americans say. Number 10, being able to take a day off work without having to worry about being fired. Number 9, having a fridge with an ice dispenser. Wow. Number 8, owning a big screen TV. We've got one, two, we've got four of them. Stupid. Number 7, shopping at Whole Foods. You could, listen, come on. If you were so rich that going to Whole Foods didn't mean anything, would that be cool? You go back, oh, it's only $24 for the filet mignon versus $12 at Safeway? I'm going to go there. Having enough free time to do leisurely stuff like going on walks and bike rides. Number 5, being able to donate old clothes to Goodwill because you don't like them anymore. Oh, boy, I've got some clothes that are old. I've got clothes that are twice my kid's age. I'm not kidding. Having a steak at least once a month. Oh, dear Lord in heaven. Dear God. Bless the dead cow. Having being able to buy gadgets every now and then, like a new phone. This is the American dream, folks. Voting because it means you're a U.S. citizen. Whatever. Having a Netflix subscription. Owning a $40,000 car. Having at least $35,000 in savings. Those are things that we wish we had. Those are the American dream. I've seen the American dream, and I've lived the American nightmare. I really have. There are days. It seems like the American nightmare. It really, really does. This is kind of funny. This may wrap up our conversation this evening, and I've enjoyed this. Yeah, my son looks like me, exactly like me. You could see pictures, it'd be crazy, Dave. Dave, thanks for joining me, man. I hope you're well. I really, really do. Thank you, Dave, and thank you for BC and all you guys, Phil and everybody, Brenna, for joining me tonight in this very first multiple Facebook broadcast. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and I'm going to be back here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, both Facebook pages. I do appreciate both of you joining me, the Deplorables and Deplorables Radio. This video will be here, all right? It will be pinned to this. So it'll be available. Then I'm going to post the video or the audio on, check this out. I do a daily podcast available at iTunes, and just look for Rob Carson Show, iTunes, Rob Carson Show. Also at iHeartRadio, Rob Carson Show. Tune in, Rob Carson Show. SoundCloud, Rob Carson Show. Also Audio Boom, Rob Carson Show. And YouTube, Rob Carson Show. Building a brand here, folks. Building a brand. Also, if you get a chance to, one more time, the swag. Here it is. TeePublic.com, conservatives, TeePublic.com, conservatives, order one of the many politically incorrect designs that we have up there. They're glorious. You can have them on T-shirts and onesies and hoodies and all of these things. Mugs, stickers, laptop cases, phone cases. They're all there. They're all there. Just look them up. And I would really appreciate it if you do that, because trying to make a living at this, folks. Trying to make a living the best that I can. In the meantime, thank you for joining me. Thanks for all of the likes and the thumbs up, and God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to be back here tomorrow night, both websites, The Deplorables and Deplorables Radio, at 6 o'clock, and every day next week, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right? In the meantime, from the bottom of my heart, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, God bless you. God bless your families. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again real soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.